Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today brings us to Isaiah chapter 35 and 36. We'll listen to the readings of these chapters from our recordings from Faith Comes by Hearing. So let's listen to Isaiah chapter 35 and 36.
Isaiah 35.
The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart,
be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you.
Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
Isaiah 36. In the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them. And the king of Assyria sent the Rabshakeh from Lachish to King Hezekiah at Jerusalem with a great army. And he stood by the conduit of the upper pool on the highway to the washer's field. And there came out to him Eliakim the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, and Shebna the secretary, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder. And the Rabshakeh said to them,
say to Hezekiah, thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, on what do you rest this trust of yours? Do you think that mere words are strategy and power for war? In whom do you now trust that you have rebelled against me? Behold, you are trusting in Egypt, that broken reed of a staff, which will pierce the hand of any man who leans on it. Such is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust in him. But if you say to me, we trust in the Lord our God, is it not he whose high places and altars Hezekiah has removed, saying to Judah and to Jerusalem, you shall worship before this altar? Come now, make a wager with my master, the king of Assyria. I will give you 2,000 horses if you are able on your part to set riders on them. How then can you repulse a single captain among the least of my master's servants, when you trust in Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? Moreover, is it without the Lord that I have come up against this land to destroy it? The Lord said to me, go up against this land and destroy it.
Then Eliakim, Shebna, and Joah said to the Rabshakeh,
please speak to your servants in Aramaic, for we understand it. Do not speak to us in the language of Judah, within the hearing of the people who are on the wall.
But the Rabshakeh said,
has my master sent me to speak these words to your master and to you, and not to the men sitting on the wall, who are doomed with you to eat their own dung and drink their own urine?
Then the Rabshakeh stood and called out in a loud voice in the language of Judah,
hear the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus says the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you. Do not let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord by saying, the Lord will surely deliver us. This city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, make your peace with me and come out to me. Then each one of you will eat of his own vine, and each one of his own fig tree, and each one of you will drink the water of his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of grain and wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Beware lest Hezekiah mislead you by saying, the Lord will deliver us. Has any of the gods of the nations delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? Have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who among all the gods of these lands have delivered their lands out of my hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand?
But they were silent and answered him not a word, for the king's command was,
do not answer him.
Then Eliakim the son of Hilkiah, who was over the household, and Shebna the secretary, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder, came to Hezekiah with their clothes torn, and told him the words of the Rabshakeh.
After reading chapters 35 and 36 in 1991, I quoted one verse, and that was chapter 35, verse 3, encourage the exhausted and strengthen the feeble. In 2001, I read Isaiah 33 through 36 on the same day, and I wrote one entry about these chapters. It was referring to chapter 36. Who do we trust? Egypt, ourselves, our enemies, or God and his promises? And in 2011, I wrote in my journal concerning these chapters, after his judgment, they shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. I was referring to chapter 35, verse 2. Heaven on earth, chapter 35, verses 5 through 10. A highway of holiness that only the redeemed can cross. Again, all will not make it to heaven. And I was referring to chapter 35, verses 8 through 9. Then the world says, don't trust in God. That's chapter 36, verse 7. They lie and say it is from God. Chapter 36, verse 10. It promises peace and prosperity, yet cannot deliver. And that's 36, verses 16 through 17. Chapter 35 gives us a little glimpse of heaven on earth. Let's refer to verses 5 through 10. Do these sound like Jesus? Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. We thank the Lord that throughout Isaiah there are glimpses of heaven, there are glimpses of the end times, there are glimpses of the future. Before we look at chapter 36, I want to refer to a footnote in my English Standard Version study Bible concerning the transitional aspects of the chapters we're in and will be in the next couple of days. My footnote says this, concerning chapters 36 through chapters 39 through verse 8, historical transition. In whom do you now trust? These chapters form a narrative bridge between the mostly poetic chapters 1 through 35 and 40 through 66. Chapters 36 and 37 look back to chapters 28 through 35, proving through Hezekiah that faith in God is met by his blessing. Chapters 38 through 39 provide context for chapters 40 through 55 as Hezekiah's folly dooms his nation to Babylonian exile. Against the backdrop of the divine faithfulness of 36 and 37 and human inconsistency in 38 and 39, God stands forth as the only hope of his people. Now we can look at chapter 36 and see the transition as Assyria is knocking at the door of the walls of Jerusalem, and they're talking to King Hezekiah. And the question the representative from Assyria is asking the people of Jerusalem is, who do you trust? Are you going to trust your king, King Hezekiah, against the power of Assyria? And the Rabshakeh, the representative from Assyria, intentionally speaks to the hearers of all the people, not just to the representatives, so that they can fear and tremble with what they're hearing. So the application, the question for us is the same today. Who do we trust in, and who do we listen to? Verse 2 says, there is a great army approaching Jerusalem. Verses 4 and 5 say, on what do you rest this trust of yours? Do you think that mere words are a strategy and power for war? In whom do you now trust? Question for all of us, right? He asks them, are you going to trust in your friends, your neighbors? Are you going to really trust in Egypt, that broken reed of a staff? And then he offers them a deal. He says, if you compromise with me, I'll give you horses, and we can have peace together. And then he offers them the ultimate deception, the same that Satan does to us today. In verse 10, he says, moreover, it is without the Lord that I have come against this land to destroy it. The Lord said to me, go up against this land and destroy it. A falsity, a complete lie. That's what the enemy does then. That's what the enemy does now. He lies in our ears. And lastly, he accuses the godly. He accuses King Hezekiah himself. He says to the people, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you. Do not let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord by saying, the Lord will surely deliver us. This city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Do not listen to Hezekiah. The same attacks come from the enemy today, don't they? He attacks godly people and says, don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about. Don't trust in God. Tune in tomorrow to see what Hezekiah does, to see what God does in the response of these accusations from Assyria. But until then, what are you going to do? What is your response when Satan lies in your ears? The deception all around us is that Christianity is out of date, it's old-fashioned, it's irrelevant, it doesn't apply to our lives today. Does it sound any different than it was back in Isaiah's day? We have the same choice. Who are we going to trust? Are we going to trust in the words of men, or are we going to trust in the word of the Lord? Lord, may we push back from the lies of the enemy in our day, just like Isaiah and Hezekiah did in their day. In your name we pray. Amen.